Senator Ted Cruz taunts Ilhan Omar for tweet suggesting Latinx unskilled per Trump's merit-based immigration. By Neil Monroe on May 29, 2019. Representative Ilhan Omar posted and deleted a tweet which said that any immigration system which favors highly skilled people would be motivated by racism towards Latinos. A merit-based immigration policy is fueled by racism toward the Latinx community, the Somali-born legislator tweeted May 28. Our immigration policies shouldn't be based on discrimination, fear, or bigotry. We should welcome immigrants to our country and offer a simple pathway to citizenship. The tweet was aimed at President Donald Trump's draft immigration platform for 2020, which would reduce the inflow of chain migrants and raise the inflow of migrants who can demonstrate their economic value and their support for American society. Senator Ted Cruz responded by Twitter. Omar's statement assumes that Hispanics could not make the cut in a merit-based system, which I assume is why she deleted the tweet, noted Mark Krikorian, director of the Center for Immigration Studies. He continued. But whatever the final criteria are when the White House plan is actually released, they're guaranteed to be race neutral, and there will be people of all kinds who could meet them. Given the existing migration patterns, though, Omar might be right that the share of Hispanics in the immigration flow would decrease, and Asians would probably increase. The Asian share of green cards would likely increase under Trump's plan because of the plan's emphasis on workplace skills. Immigrant Asians tend to be more educated and productive than Latinos, many of whom work in unskilled retail jobs or in tough and skilled manual labor jobs. For example, a significant number of Chinese immigrants are university graduates and former H-1B visa workers at U.S. research centers, while many Latinos have migrated from poverty into back-breaking jobs on California's many L0W tech farms. Many Somali migrants arrive via chain migration programs which would be sharply trimmed by Trump's reform plan. But Omar is making a race-focused argument against Trump's colorblind reforms, Krikorian said. Omar is herself making a racialist argument, i.e., she's saying that any policy change that changes the national origins makeup of the current immigration flow is racist, which is ridiculous. The legislator's complaint does not detail a useful alternative to Trump's plan, he added. In his May 16 address, Trump said, "Today, we are presenting a clear contrast. Democrats are proposing open borders, lower wages, and, frankly, lawless chaos. We are proposing an immigration plan that puts the jobs, wages, and safety of American workers first. Our proposal is pro-American, pro-immigrant, and pro-worker. It's just common sense. It will help all of our people, including millions of devoted immigrants, to achieve the American dream. We will replace the existing green card categories with a new visa, the Build America visa, which is what we all want to hear. Like Canada and so many other modern countries, we create an easy-to-navigate points-based selection system. You will get more points for being a younger worker, meaning you will contribute more to our social safety net. You will get more points for having a valuable skill, an offer of employment, an advanced education, or a plan to create jobs. We lose people that want to start companies, and, in many cases, they're forced to leave our country, go back, usually, to the country where they came from. And they'll start up companies, and some of those companies are among the biggest and most successful companies today in the world. They could have started them right here in the United States, where they wanted to do it in the first place. Now they'll have a chance." Immigration numbers to know. Each year, roughly 4 million young Americans join the workforce after graduating from high school or university. But the federal government then imports about 1.1 million legal immigrants and refreshes a resident population of roughly 1.5 million white-collar visa workers, including roughly 1 million H-1B workers, and approximately 500,000 blue-collar visa workers. The government also prints out more than 1 million work permits for foreigners, tolerates about 8 million illegal workers, and does not punish companies for employing the hundreds of thousands of illegal migrants who sneak across the border or overstay their legal visas each year. This policy of inflating the labor supply boosts economic growth for investors because it ensures that employers do not have to compete for American workers by offering higher wages and better working conditions.